For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. As cases of the coronavirus begin to surge in Tennessee and Shelby County, authorities are preparing for what could be a worst-case scenario. Joining us today via Skype is political analyst Otis Sanford. Thank you for sheltering in place, Otis.
I have no choice, Chris, and I hope you're doing well.
So far, so good. Well, Thursday afternoon, Governor Bill Lee finally issued a stronger mandate for people to shelter in place. This comes not because doctors have been pleading for him to do this, which they have, but because cell phone data from the Tennessee Department of Transportation showed him that people were getting back out on the roads and not taking these orders seriously. Otis, is the governor in the right place finally, or is he still behind the curve on this?
Well, he's definitely behind the curve. He's been behind the curve for a long time, but he is finally in the right place about it. Or let me put it this way. He's taking the right mindset here. It's still atrocious that he waited so long to act and didn't give any really great excuses for why he was waiting so long. But now he is in the right place.
Well, there are still a lot of questions about what these orders actually mean or what they do. And for the most part, it just lets local officials determine how to deal with non-essential businesses that aren't complying with closures. But, you know, as the governor said, this is really about people not staying home. Do you see local authorities now being forced to ramp up more severe restrictions for, you know, in their own counties, in their own cities?
Yes, I do. And thankfully, here in Memphis and Shelby County, Mayor Jim Strickland has thankfully been one of the leaders on this, but he has had to take even more drastic measures. He was very upset the other day when people were flocking to the parks because the weather was nice. I have encouraged him to go even further by just shutting down the parks completely instead of just limiting access to them. I believe this weekend we'll see whether the churches are abiding by this. But yes, local elected officials in cities and counties have to step up now and impose stricter measures about sheltering in place.
You know, when you see these television news stories with so many people out in parks and hanging around and just sort of enjoying the outdoors, why is it people aren't really taking this seriously? Is it a problem with the messaging?
I don't think it's a problem with the messaging at all. I mean, every newscast, Chris, is focusing exclusively on the coronavirus and how widespread it is. And they start every newscast by saying how many people have it and how many people have died. I think that people are not taking it as seriously enough, and they won't until they know someone who has died. Now, that's unfortunate that it would take that. But I believe that is what it will take for some people to really get it into their heads that this is something really, really serious and you can die from it.
And those numbers are rising very fast. And in the next 3 weeks, we will see a surge in hospitals. And officials say that there could be upwards of thousands of deaths here in Shelby County.
That's right. The only way that it will not happen, I believe, is for people to stay home and shelter in place.
Well, finally, Otis, let's talk about the Memphis media. You know, people are depending upon the media more than ever for very vital life and death information. But the media depends on advertising. And with so many restaurants and businesses closed right now, it's endangering public information. What is your biggest concern here in terms of having a strong local media right now?
I have seen up to now, Chris, I have seen journalism and dissemination of information going on in the city like I have not seen before. I have seen journalists who are working hard to try to get accurate information without overblowing it. I've seen that everywhere. I've seen it in the Commercial Appeal. I've seen it in the Daily Memphian. The broadcast stations are doing a fabulous job, working hard and around the clock almost to do this. You are doing what needs to be done to get information out there. That is heartening, and the public should appreciate that. But I do worry that people are going to look at the bottom line here pretty soon and say that we're going to have to cut some costs. That would be devastating.
Is it time for paywalls to go back up? You know, the local media have been really giving away for free as a public service, but some people have said, look, this is all the more reason to pay for it.
I don't think so right now, because this is more of a public service than it is trying to make some money right now. Everybody is suffering. The people who need the information are also the people who don't have jobs right now, and have to, you know, have to stay at home. So, no, I don't think that this is the time to put the paywalls back up. I think that once there is an ebb to this, once things start to settle down, I do believe that the public will see the benefit of what the media have tried to do over the last couple of months. And I think that there will be appreciation for that on the other end.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics and from the comfort of his home for the foreseeable future. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
This is WKNO News.